month as we, there we go, as we fellowship with one another, a family hour where we can share updates on ministry, share updates on what's happening in the life of the church. And then tonight, we're looking forward to another prayer night that Rex will be leading us through, and it was a blessing last time we did this, and so looking forward to that. Just an update on a few of the ministries, lots of things happening in the life of the church right now, so I just want to give you an update on that. As I mentioned this morning, this Wednesday is going to be the last fly night, and so that'll start at 6:15, a little bit earlier than normal. Most people are here by that time anyway. They're going to do the closing ceremony and wrap up here, and then in here, and then head downstairs for a time of fellowship and celebration down there. The adult Bible study will still be meeting in here, normal time, so if you could come to that, that would be fantastic as well. So we are inviting parents to come for that, so that's an opportunity to interact with people as they're here with their kids, and so be ready for that as well. We also want to make sure we highlight that what adult Wednesday evening prayer service, we call that adult, but it's really for everyone, and so continue to come. We're going to continue to meet, continue our study through Philippians, and then even in the summer, some of the summer plans are happening there, so we encourage you all to be here on Wednesday evenings enjoying that Bible study time. Looking ahead also, next weekend, the men in the middle are encouraging men to sign up for the men's retreat out at Saturday Hills, and looking forward to that. Kyle Caton is the speaker for that. He's a pastor down in South Carolina who grew up here in South Webster. So coming back, and we always love having Kyle back on camp, and so looking forward to that. Also some breakout sessions and time of fellowship. Because you are local, there's a couple of options there. There's a Friday night option only. If you can only come out Friday evening, enjoy dinner in the session, that's great. There's also a Saturday only option that you can enjoy as well. If you can't make it Friday and you want to come out all day Saturday, you can do that. Or if you want to attend the whole weekend and you don't want to sleep in a camp bunk, you can go home and sleep in your own bed and then come right back out. A lot of people do that who are local, so that's totally fine. If you do choose to do that, I will say from the camp perspective, just let us know so we don't plan on a bed for you and we can house things a little bit more efficiently that way. So encourage you to do that. Sign-ups end tomorrow night. So if you want to sign up for that, you can go ahead and do that. And then we will, if you have any questions, let me know or any of the camp staff know, and we'll be able to answer those for you. Ladies, here in a little over a week on the 21st, have a fellowship pizza party at Danny Kayla's house. And so there's information about that on the foyer table. Any questions on that, you can go ahead and ask the ladies on that flyer if there's any more information or any ways that you can help with that. Looking forward to VBS coming up May 31st through June 4th. Make sure you're marking your calendars, inviting little ones, and if you want to volunteer for that, I'm sure it's not too late. So we want to continue to be praying that the Lord will use that time in the lives of these kids that will be here for that week. Looking forward to summer, some unique things happening. One of them that we do know about is every year, every summer, Tri-State Bible College offers some free classes. And one of those classes will be taught right here by Rex. And it'll be a class on the book of Philemon. That'll happen during the Wednesday night Bible study time. Looking forward to that. We're going to advertise that and hopefully to the community, hopefully get others in here as well. But what an advantage to take that class, be able to take and look at the book of Philemon. That'll be 4 weeks. The middle of the summer there. Other summer schedule stuff will be coming out soon, so make sure you watch the announcements and so on as we continue to finalize what those services will be throughout the summer. Any other announcements about ministries or things happening in the life of the church? Rex or Michael, since you guys are partnering with us, one of you want to talk about the outreach, the event going on next week, the youth event going on next week on Sunday, and give some details on that? Yeah, come on up here.
All right, well, we're having a youth outreach event. So it's our first outreach event. Thanks to Rex for taking the initiative with that. And so basically we're asking, and Josiah as well, we've all been planning it together, but they've done a lot of work and very much appreciated it. So we have, I think, a really good thing going here as far as what we do here with our kids and teaching them the word, having fun together, building relationships, all that. But we just haven't done much as far as, I mean, they'll invite friends sometimes, and it's awesome. But a lot of what we do kind of stays here. So this is an opportunity for us to reach out. So we're going to have an event next Sunday, 5 o'clock to 7:30. And the plan is to have it at the park. And so the kids have been encouraged to invite friends who are either not believers or, you know, claim to know the Lord but don't really walk the walk. And so that we can just, but especially for those kids who don't normally go to church, it's just going to be a fun event with games, good food. Thanks to Pete for providing that. And then we're just going to have a message. The theme is Dusty Bibles. It's from the Josiah Queen song. And so going to have a little message on that, and just to proclaim the gospel to these kids and just introduce them to who Jesus is if they don't know him, and start to build those relationships. So if y'all could be in prayer for that, be much appreciated. So anything else from that, Rex, that you would say? Okay, cool.
There you go. Thank you. Any other announcements on ministries or things happening in the life of the church or updates? All right, well, let me open us up in a word of prayer, and we'll turn it over to Rex, and he'll guide us through the rest of the service. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for calling us to be your children, for having a great high priest who intercedes for us and who sympathizes with us, who gives us an example. And Lord, we thank you for the work of your Son on the cross that we just celebrated and his resurrection. And Lord, I just pray that you would help us to stand in all of that, that that message would not become commonplace to us, but rather it would dictate the way that we live our lives. Lord, we thank you for the reality that you and your goodness and your grace and in your wisdom have called us to a body of Christ to do life with, to minister with, to be a part of. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to just continue to grow in our ability to do that and to do that well. I thank you for all the ministries that are happening. But Lord, we know, and Lord, I pray that those ministries would continue to reach lives and encourage them where they are, draw people to them and reveal the gospel to those who need to see the gospel. But Lord, we know that those are just means to an end of allowing us to make disciples, which happens on a one-on-one conversation, which happens through groups and through and just the interaction with each other, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you would help us as a church to continue to do that. Lord, I pray that you would help us to continue to look around and see those who need encourage and encourage them, see those who need help and help them, see those who need rebuked and rebuke them, and see those who are doing well and we cheer them on, Lord. I pray that we would constantly be helping each other as we walk towards you and we grow in the image and likeness of your Son, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity of prayer. We take for granted that we, as sinners, can enter the throne room of grace of an almighty, powerful, sovereign God, and you welcome us in as a father welcomes his children, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you would just help us to do that regularly. Help us to do that in our own prayer closets. Help us to do that in small groups. And help us tonight to do that as a congregation. And Lord, I pray that you would just allow us to enter the throne room with confidence, not because of what we have done, because that would not be possible, but because of what your Son has done and the work that he has done in our lives, Lord. Lord, we pray for those who are hurting and just struggling physically in our congregation, in our body here, Lord. And I pray that you would just encourage their hearts, allow us to be the hands and feet of Christ, and to reach out to them and to minister to them. in very tangible and practical ways, Lord. We pray for just many life circumstances as we walk faithfully with you, and living in a sin-cursed world brings its challenges, and Lord, varies from person to person and severity from person to person, but Lord, all of them real. And Lord, I pray that you would help us again to encourage each other along as we walk faithfully. And Lord, I pray that as we walk through those challenges that we have, that we would display a hope that's not from this world. And then be ready to give a reason for the hope that we have, Lord. And Lord, I pray that we would represent you well as we do life. Lord, we thank you again for life, breath, and everything. Ask all in your Son's precious name. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Matt. We're going to start off this evening with a song, There is a Redeemer. And I want to thank you for coming out this evening. What a great group to come together and to pray. Just to give a little preview of what our evening will look like. Coming out of all of our outreach efforts leading up to Easter, the Torn Curtain Project, and the many conversations that we all had with folks, we're going to kind of continue with that theme and dig into praying through evangelism tonight. We want to praise God as we usually do. We want to confess some things to the Lord as we usually do. We want to thank him for some things that we usually do and ask him for some things like we usually do. So that's what we will do. We'll be using Psalm 65 as our guide. So if you want to have your Bibles open there, if you have Bible on your phone or whatever you're using this evening, we'll be in Psalm 65. And we'll have the first two movements of prayer will be private, individually. And then I'll ask you each time to maybe share some things that came up in that prayer time with the group after we're finished praying each of those first two movements. And then the second two movements, the first of which we'll do all together, sort of out loud, short prayers, thanking God for some specific things that the text leads us to thank him for. And then finally, we'll get into some groups and pray for our neighbors and ask some things. So we're going to open with There is a Redeemer. Derek and Joe have graciously offered to lead us in this song. So Derek and Joe, if you guys will come. And then our closing song, Douglas and Lacey will lead us in Christ Our Hope in Life and Death. If you want to use your hymn book, it's page 206. If you want to use the screens, it will be there for you.
Let's make a joyous noise to the Lord.
There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, hope for sinners slain. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. When I stand in glory, I will see his face. There I'll serve my King forever in that holy place. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Thank you. Psalm 65 is the Psalm of David, and the first two verses read this way in the ESV, and I'll read it in a couple other translations as well, but the ESV first says, "Praise is due to you, O God, in Zion, and to you shall vows be performed, O you who hear prayer, to you shall all flesh come." In the New King James Version, it reads, "Praise is awaiting you, O God, in Zion, and to you the vow shall be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you all flesh will come." And in the NET Bible, the New English Translation, it reads, "Praise awaits you, O God, in Zion." So you have this idea, the ESV brings out this idea of obligation. Of praise, and the other two translations bring out this idea of in Zion, this praise awaits you, God. It's there for you to receive. Vows made to you are fulfilled there in Zion. You hear prayers, all people approach you. One of my favorite things about these two verses is this idea that God is the God who hears prayer. What an idea. Yeah? God is a God who hears prayer. Very simple. Something about his identity. He hears, he receives prayer. So, we are going to pray to the God who hears prayer. So, I want to take just a few moments privately and I would like it to be, you can praise God for anything. I mean, you can go down through the psalm and look for reasons to praise God if you'd like to do that. I'd also like you to be mindful about maybe ways you'd like to praise God because of your experiences in evangelism the last 8 to 10 weeks. So if there's something specific that you've experienced or learned, truth that you've encountered as you've shared your faith or as you've prayed for people and cared for people, praise God for those things. So let's take just a few minutes privately to praise the Lord. Why I want to do it privately. Usually we open up with sort of some popcorn prayers of praise. There is this element of, it doesn't come out in the English in any of these translations, but this word awaits. Let me read another verse that has this word in it. It's in Psalm 62 verse 1, if you just want to turn the page. Backwards. There is this concept of silence in this verb sometimes. For God alone, it says, "My soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation." So there's this idea of pray. Usually when we think of praise, we think of like loud and exuberant. But this idea here is one of silent praise to the Lord. So that's what we're going to start with. We're going to start with some silent praise. So take some time in your seat. Again, we welcome all postures here. So if you want to get on your knees or on the or kneel at your chair, or if you just want to sit and bow your head, that's fine. But let's praise the Lord for the things we find in Psalm 65 and for our experiences in evangelism. Amen. Does anyone want to share something that you praised God for in that time? Bud? Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor? Yeah.
I don't want to use the mic so you can hear me, but I was praying, I just was thanking the Lord. A year ago, Good Friday and Easter came, and we did some things last year, and then, Lord, what do you want us to do next year? And I was just praying, and I just praise Him. I thank Him. He's the one that brought the idea about the torn curtain from the text, began to talk to people about it. He raised up 8 guys that used their woodworking skills. He raised up Rex, gave him some thoughts from the outreach team perspective. We had young people, older people doing videos. I was thinking about a neighbor that we weren't even expecting came to our house on Good Friday. So I just praise Him. He works in our lives. He brought all this about, the preaching of His word about that theme. It was just all Him. He put it all together, and I want to praise Him for that.
Amen. Thanks, Michael. One more. Gary?
Thanking the Lord that He keeps His promises.
Amen.
And He said that His word would not return void. And we heard from some of our friends over in Ukraine that they had a pretty good sized retreat on the east side of Kiev. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, things that I was praising the Lord for, in this text, if we read on, we're only going to work through about verse 6 this evening, but if you read from verse 6 on to the end, we discover that all peoples across the earth know God as Creator. That's basically what that text is teaching. They know Him through the things He has done in creation. There are these mighty and awesome works of His that are written on the pages of creation. And the peoples of the earth know there's a Creator because of them. Now, they may deny it and suppress it, but they know. And so that I was praising Him that when we evangelize, we are working with people who
whether they want to recognize it or not, they know. They know that there's a Creator. Now, we have more to say about the Creator and that He sent His Son and His Son died for our sins and so forth. But this text is like Psalm 19 in that way, that the glory of God is written across the heavens and the earth. So I was praising Him for that. I was praising Him for, and kind of with regard to what Michael was saying about feeling intimidated to talk to people, I came up against that a number of times in these 8 weeks. There were two men in particular that I was praying for and caring for and sharing my faith with and invited to church. Thankfully, they did go somewhere to church on Easter Sunday. They didn't come here, but they did go somewhere. And but I, as I was trying to persevere, I found like discouragement, and I was praising Him that He pushed me through. He pushed me through the discouragement and onto, you know, different levels of caring or talking. But there were those times of intimidation and discouragement. But He helped me. And I praise Him for that. And the fact that I did get to share the gospel with one of the two, in person. And so I used one of those to do it, actually. Very, very thankful for this whole experience, and will continue, Lord willing, to just persevere in this work of evangelism. So we praise Him. Praise Him, this God. And when we think of Him as the God who hears prayer in verse 2, He hears us with our evangelistic prayers. He hears those prayers. He hears the prayers of discouragement. He hears the prayers of the need for power, the right words, or His sovereignty to orchestrate a conversation. He hears all those things. Like, I'm not kidding. I needed His sovereignty to orchestrate a conversation. He orchestrated the conversation. I mean, I had no control over how all of this developed to come to the point where the conversation happened. And He is in charge. And so, we come to Him as one member of that all-flesh community who comes to the one who hears prayer. But the person you're evangelizing to, they can cry out to Him. Prayer. Ray, when we were down at the flea market, some of us, it's not often that people don't accept prayer. And so prayer is something that we can invite people into for an encounter with God and as a doorway into evangelism. So let's move on to verse 3. It says here, "When iniquities prevail against me, You atone for our transgressions." When iniquities prevail against me, and this is David speaking, so he has some experience here. When iniquities prevail against me, You atone for our transgressions. And what's very interesting here is he doesn't say, "I atone for my transgressions." You notice that? The pronouns are important. You atone for our transgressions. Now, in his mind, I don't know if he's thinking prophetically here, speaking prophetically. I mean, certainly speaking prophetically. Does he know that he's speaking prophetically? That, yes, God will atone for our transgressions in Christ. Or is he thinking of the temple scene and accepting sacrifices? Maybe it's both, but we know the fulfillment of this is God Himself atoning for our transgressions. So I want to, again, this is going to be a private prayer time of confession. We know that in evangelism, iniquity sometimes prevails. You ever experience that? Convenience prevails over the evangelistic work. Pride prevails sometimes over the evangelistic work. Laziness
can prevail over the evangelistic work. Distracted minds prevail over the evangelistic work. So I want us to bring, there's lots of sins that prevail against us, but I want us to tie it to evangelism. I'm sure that you, like I, encountered moments where I failed in my work as an evangelist. But the good news is, God atones. He has sent Christ. And we have been hearing for weeks about Hebrews and how Christ is this once and for all sacrifice and perfect, great, mega high priest. So our sins are atoned for, but at the same time, we want to have this fellowship with God that is clean and pure. And so what sins of evangelism maybe have we committed? Where have we chosen pride or silence or convenience or laziness? And let's just be honest. Let's just be honest with the Lord tonight. One of the great things about prayer meeting is that we're giving you space to pray. We get busy and we don't pray. So this is the time to pray. So let's be honest with the Lord and have a time of confession about our sins in evangelism. Our Father, as I was praying, I thought of instances where I just to be honest, I can recall specific moments when I just didn't want to be bothered with it. I didn't want to be bothered with the work, and I can think of other instances where I knowingly realized that while someone was using religious language, I knew that there needed to be more conversation, but I allowed it to stop there. When perhaps even the person may have been willing to go further. So, Lord, these are things I need to grow in. I want to grow. I want to become more ready I know my mind and my study is ready, but sometimes my heart is not ready. And to put in the work or to be inconvenienced. And I confess that and agree that that is sin. So help me, Lord. Help me to grow. Help me to grow as an evangelist. Your word expects us to evangelize. It's very clear. We're to go and make disciples. Paul told Timothy to do the work of an evangelist. We can find many, many places and examples of our responsibility, our duty to evangelize, our honor, the glory of evangelizing. So help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody else, anything you want to share about your failures, sins, and evangelistic work? I understand. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Fox. Thank you. Maybe one other? Want to share? Oh, Douglas? Oh, who was it? Jeremy? Yeah, Jeremy, go ahead.
And share what he offered to me, and so many times I'll just buckle. I'll get up there and I'll say, I feel like maybe like Moses, the slow speaker, and his brother helped me out. And sometimes God does that.
Yeah.
I can speak it. I'm like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
But other times, I guess more than often than enough. That
yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Jeremy. Thank you. Appreciate that. Appreciate we need to grow in this work. It takes being honest with God about it. You know, where we're struggling, kind of investigating and analyzing our failures in it. So that we can grow and mature, you know, out of those and into something else. Go ahead, Pastor.
What stood out to me, and I love to pick this verse 3, when iniquities prevail against you, you atone for our transgressions. What stood out to me as I was praying, confessing, okay, the Lord says, okay, I atoned for that. Stop thinking about it and move on. We can keep beating ourselves up.
Yeah.
God says,
yeah. Move on, yeah, move on. Yes, amen. Move on, onward and upward. Amen. Lewis Spurry Schaefer wrote a little book called True Evangelism where he talks about prayer as essential to evangelism. It's a tiny, tiny book. If you haven't read it, I really encourage it. One of the things he says in that book, not so much about prayer, this particular quote, but he says, saving faith may thus be defined as a voluntary turning from all hope and grounds based on self-merit. We have to turn from self-merit, right? Saving faith turns from self-merit and assuming an attitude of expectancy toward God, trusting Him to do a perfect saving work based only on the merit of Christ. And that's what we're asking people to do. Turn from your self-merit and accept the perfect saving work based only on Christ's merit. So evangelism is not about us performing. It's not about us saying the perfect words. I mean, there are words that need to be said, right? There are words that need to be spoken about the gospel. But it is when a person stops resting on their merit and puts all their rest on Christ's merit. That's the ask. In fundraising, we talk about the ask. This is the ask. Put all your weight on Jesus. If we can move on and have a time of all together, and I invite you to stand for this one, if you'll stand up with me. We want to look at verse 4 here. It says, "Blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts." And so I want us to thank the Lord out loud for being people who have been evangelized. We are those who have been chosen and brought near. We get to dwell in His courts because we've been evangelized. So I want you to think back to that time or those times, however many times it took, when you were evangelized. Think of those times. The scripture goes on to say, "We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple." This is us. We are satisfied in God's goodness, in His holiness. We get to dwell in His courts. We get to be drawn near. All because of Christ's merit. But go back to those times when the message was shared with you. And we want to thank God tonight for that. So let's bow our heads, and anyone can just out loud thank God for the time when you were evangelized.
Mm-hmm. We didn't know what it was called. said, I don't know what you call it, but I want it.
Amen. Oh God, I thank you for my mamaw, Paralee, for her witness to me over and over again. That on December 25th of 1995, she bought me my own Bible to read. I thank you for Mark and Jan Bishop, who taught me to mark the Romans Road in that same Bible. I thank you for a young man on the beach in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, whom I do not know, who worked for Campus Crusade, who came up to me while I was hungover and shared the gospel. I thank you for my friend Dustin, whom you used to finally bring me to Christ. And so many, and others, but God, you just are so kind and patient with sinners. Thank you for each of us, Lord, that you've drawn us into your house. You've given us access to your goodness. You've dressed us in your not our holiness, your Son's holiness. And we are grateful this evening, God. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. For this last one, as we look at verses 5 and 6, the scriptures say, "By awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness, O God of our salvation. The hope of all the ends of the earth
and of the farthest seas, the one who by his strength established the mountains, being girded with might. So we have this God, the God of our salvation, the God who hears prayer. And he is able to do awesome deeds when he responds to us in prayer. And he does all of these awesome deeds with righteousness. And the psalmist says that this God, the God of our salvation, the God who hears prayer, the God who does awesome deeds with righteousness, when he answers prayer, he is the hope of all the ends of the earth. So right now, to finish us off in our prayer time, we're going to ask this God to answer our remaining requests with those that we're evangelizing. Okay, so you can get in groups and just pray in your groups for people that you're sharing your faith with, or people that maybe you haven't yet shared your faith with, but you're working up to it. Someone that the Lord places on your heart that needs to know Christ. And if you want to pray silent, I know we have some introverted people here. So if you want to pray silently in your groups, you can. If some of the more extroverted people pray out loud in the groups, but just pray. Okay. I don't care how you pray, just pray and ask God, who is the hope of all the ends of the earth, to hear your requests about these lost people. Okay. All right. Let's do that. And then we'll end with Douglas and Lacey. When you guys are ready, actually just go up and start. Is that all right? Just go and lead just right into the song. Okay?
Al can hear that. You go for it. All right.
If you would stand to sing this last song.
Sorry, guys. I just saw you sitting.
Second, I was thinking about you, and I want to pray for you guys. You can have a seat because
we've
got.
I was thinking about you guys too.
No,
we can share both.
When Rex was reading Psalm 65, by awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness, O God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas. I thought, yeah. I want to pray for you guys because you're willing to go. We want you to get there because the ends of the earth need to hear. Lord, we're so grateful that you're the God who cares about Wheelersburg, yes, and Scioto County, but you're the God that thinks so much. You love so much South Brazil and every other place on this planet, and you have worked in our brother and sister's hearts to save them. You've called them. You've placed before them opportunities. There are tremendous needs in this country, down south, And we're just saying, please, Lord, provide a team of churches and people that will join with us so that they can invest their lives with their kids, making you known, that your fame will spread to the ends of the earth. This is the way you have worked since the beginning. Your people ask, and you provide, and you get all the glory. So please encourage Douglas and Lacey in this venture. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, can I share what I was thinking about?
Sure. Yeah.
So I was going to share with you guys when Rex said about the last section of the prayer. I'm so thankful for this church. You guys sent missionaries to Brazil. You guys pray with expectance that people will be saved, and I was saved. So I'm just thankful.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. That's so good. Well, these kinds of things don't just happen. They involve very mundane things like we're about ready to do. We're going to do our business meeting here.